Okay, Rabbi Yisai, this is really the beginning. This is the fourth parak. Machalasa Atzlus Vaisrapus Utrufasam. I don't really know the translation of those words. Machalasa Atzlus. Atzlus, I'm going to say the word is lazy. Hisrapus is... the only word I could use is lackadaisical. Lackadaisical. Okay? That's the only word I could think of. Vitrufasan and... how the antidote or the medicine, how to cure, the cure for these things. Here we go. We are on the Flamites in the new printing, Mem Gimel, the old printing. Here goes. Ha'atzlos. He, ha'machala, ha'yoyser mezika, v'ha'yoyser mitzuya b'na'orim. This is the most detrimental, the most damaging, the worst possible character trait a person can have. The worst machala is affliction that you can have, and the most common amongst teenagers. Aval, k'moy kol ha'chisroinos. But just like everything else, it's different between all the different nar. Everyone is different. Every lad. There is the epitome of lazy. He is Joe Lazy. He loves to sleep harbe. V'laleches batel. And to do nothing. V'chol avoida alav lamasa. And anything that he has to work is for him heavy. He just loves to chill. And anything that's... what's so funny? And anything that's... that work is... why? Teirutzim shoinim loyal kol davar. He has answers, various different answers to everything. K'mosh amar pasuk. Amar atzel shachal baderech hari bein arachoyvais. He's got answers. He's got like, there's, okay, you can't go over here because, you know, there's probably, you know, doing work there. There's probably a line over there. I can't. They're not going to give a pass today. Tamanu Tzadik Beinav, he always is righteous in his own eyes because he always has an excuse. He's got many different answers. My head hurts. My stomach hurts. My throat hurts. Every day something else, another ailment, another issue, another reason why. It's just not going to happen today. Tomorrow. And tomorrow I'll come up with another excuse. I'll find another one. He's malei terutzim. Ish gadol mimenu ve'oyvin. Anyone that's bigger than him and that works, who might see tamid chesreinus. He always finds, you think he's so good? Kedei liyasher es atzmai beliba, because he has to justify himself. He has to make himself yasher in his own heart. V'lo yisbayish, v'lo yiskanabem. Al she'eno oyvin kavadasim. He's not embarrassed, and he is not like jealous of them. He does not like that they're hardworking people. He's so happy, just being a beach bum. V'af imis chazek lefa'amim. And even if he gets like a few moments of, you know, like enthusiasm. And he decides, let's do this. Ad mehera yileh, he'll quickly tire. Rak shavua oishvuayim menascholos hazman shel hachoyrev. He'll have like a good week or 2 weeks, the beginning of winter's man. He's like going full speed and then fizzle. Or the kites, loymed hu basmada v'lo yoyser. He'll learn basmada a little bit and then he's done. He's out. And if by any chance you might have this terrible midah, chas v'shalom, akor noy so'ad meir, you better get rid of it right away. Akor v'shorish achareh, you have to uproot it. You have to chase after it and uproot it. Ma'uso bazuya, it is disgusting, filthy, and it's a very terrible thing to have. Ukirekev ba'atzamos, it's like rot in your bones. As a kol hi machale, it will totally destroy everything. It will decimate everything because it will take over. And so many times people have these dreams and people have these, you know, they have like, they start off this man with like very lofty aspirations and they end up with absolutely nothing. Right? Why? And they're always like, they, you know, placate themselves with like, you know, excuses like, I wish, I wanted to, I thought, I could, I want, right? But at the end of the day, he's just going to end up always with excuses. It's always going to be excuses. And that's terrible, because you end up being a nothing. You end up being potential. That's what you end up being. He has lots of potential. Okay, let's talk. answer me this question, you lazy bacher. In what way do you think that you're any better than the rest of the world? Hashemesh v'ayoreach, the sun, the moon, they do their job, b'li hefsek, without ever stopping. They don't do it like 5 days a week. They don't even do 6 days a week. It's 7 days a week. They get up every morning when they're supposed to get up. They go to sleep when they're supposed to go to sleep. It's not like, you know, I do it a couple of days a week, you know, I get in the middle. They don't take breaks over the weekend. It's not like Friday morning doesn't exist for them. The sun gets up Friday morning, Shabbos morning, like it does every other day. The land also, we work the land pretty hard. We chayresh the land. We plow it. We seed it. So all of its strength, all of its vigor, it gives over to its work. The land has a job. It's got to produce, and the land works pretty hard. We work the land. Hashar. The ox, hasus, v'chol behema, kulam, v'chol koichoseim, oivdim, all of them are working hard every day. V'rak habriyos hamazikos, v'chayos hatorfos, hema olchim bata. Who doesn't work? Only like the briyos hamazikos, which is the dangerous, the animals that do damage, the predators. Chayus HaTorfos, the predators, they sit around and do nothing. Right? You ever saw a lion? They do absolutely nothing. It's like always like, that's always like the letdown in the zoo. You're like, let's go to the lions. Yay, we're going to go to the lions. Where's the lion? It's just sitting. The crocodile? I mean, I want to like throw something on its head just to get it to move. It's like, is that a crocodile or is that a log? I'm not really sure. It's just sit there, right? They don't do nothing. So what are you? You also just dangerous animal that's just going to do damage? Because productive parts of the creation are always working. Only the chayo is sama and torfos hem olchus bata. V'rak litroi v'lidroi z'ezei sabu. All they want to do is they want to like tear apart each other. V'loma zetia ata ke'echad mehem l'leches bata. Why do you want to be like one of them? And lech his bottle, and to just do nothing. Re'eino chachamenu zechonu levrochu b'chol avoidosam hagdoyla she'avdu b'mesiris ha'nefesh. Let's look at the chacham zechonu levrochu. With all their avoidah, the tremendous avoidah they did b'mesiris nefesh, oyin hoisivu la'oyres atzmam, they even added to be ma'or themselves, to inspire themselves, lakachas musr min ha'olam, to take musr from the world. For example, Rebbe Eliezer Shemi Meimav Hikdim Hu Lava the Beis HaMedrash. He was always the first one in the Beis HaMedrash, Rebbe Eliezer. Koidim Shabo Shara Rabbanu V'Talmidim Ve'echa Lotzeis Achas Shekvar Yotzu Kulam. And he was the last one out. First one in, last one out. Top stuff. U'mikol Makoy Pamachas Rabba Boiker She'moitziei Hazevel V'Hateven Ve'oivdei Asodos. The people that were taking out the garbage and they were putting on the ground, what's it called when you
fertilizer,
that's it. They got up earlier than him. He gave himself, he put it like he was miyaser himself, gave himself musr, said Lamar, these people are getting up for what? For stupidity, for nothing, for mundane. Hediyat mundane, v'ani b'avoidosi es Hashem. Loma ze echarti hayon. Why am I getting up later than them? He was the first one up in the morning, but that wasn't enough because he wanted to push himself further than that. I remember when I was a bacher one time, I was talking to a friend of mine. His name is Hillel Schuster. Maybe some of you met him. I don't know who lives here in. Chashmonaim. Anyway, I was in yeshiva. He was in Cornell University. It's an Ivy League university. And he was going for law. He's right now a partner in KPMG. And he lives here. He comes to yeshiva every once in a while. Anyway, he was telling me about law school. Whew. It was rough. Cornell's Ivy League law school. They used to take rotations in the library of who would bring food. They wouldn't leave the library. He said he slept like 4 hours a night. This is for the first, like the second and third years are like the really tough years in law school. The fourth year doesn't count. It was like, but it was like mamish working like to the bone. He was working. They didn't leave the library. Breakfast, lunch, and supper in the library, studying and studying. Now he's not even a lawyer today. He's not even practicing law. But when I got off the phone, I was like, whoa. That's what they're doing, just like to study law in a college. What should we be doing in yeshiva? Yeah, how are we? We're doing the real thing. And that's what we say at the end of every siyum: Anu amelim veheim amelim, right? Anu amelim kavim socher, heim amelim ve'en kavim socher. We're doing the real thing. We're doing things with purpose, with meaning. If they're working so hard for nothing, how hard we should be working when we're dealing with eternity? The world is standing on our shoulders. And we realize that, we should be like really pushing ourselves to the limit. And we're, you know, chill. Every successful person, I always say, worked hard. There's a phenomenal book. Rabbi Stark doesn't read books. Mashgiach. Say, hey, Baruch Hashem. You know, I guess I spend more time in the bathroom than he does. So there's a book by Malcolm Gladwell. It's called Outliers. It's exceptional. I think it's a phenomenal book. If you ever, whatever, have stomach issues, so it's about all the great people. What makes them great? And he found the common denominator with all the great people is that they practice at least 10,000 hours, if I'm not mistaken, is the number. Correct me if I'm wrong. 10,000 hours before they made it big. He's talking about, like, for example, I don't know who it was. I'm going to say Beethoven. Beethoven wrote his first symphony when he was 7 years old. He said, okay, no one's playing that symphony. That symphony is nothing. It's only the ones that he started at seven. Do you know how long he's been practicing from seven? He kept going and going and going and going. All the great people that have accomplished a lot in their life means that they worked hard. All of them. Possibly the greatest athlete of all time is Michael J. That guy, yeah, unbelievable. He's an unbelievable athlete. Way after everyone else finished practice, he's still on the court. He used to have the ball boys throwing balls around. They throw him to every end of the court, and he'd have to shoot from wherever he got the ball. Just get the ball. He had such court presence. Why? Because he was born naturally talented. Because he practiced and practiced and practiced. Everyone else is off the court, and he's still there. And that's what made him the best athlete of all time. Everyone else is gone, and he's still there. So it's no kunst, you know, to go through the regular motions is just going to make you regular. So it could be right now, you know, Merkel Zatora is finished, and Beis Yisrael is finished, and the mirror's not finished. And everyone else is finished. So and it could be some of our friends also, you know, flew the coop. But now's the chance to make yourself something great. This is every person that wants to accomplish something has to work hard. Hard is overtime. That's what it is. Some people are like, okay, I'm engaged. Okay, I'm done. Now from engaged to marriage, I don't really have to learn. I'll come here and I'll just relax and do whatever. It doesn't go that way. You want to be great. So you keep on pushing and you're working. I know when I got engaged, so the Rashiva called me and he said, the Brisker Rav said engaged is the best time to learn. Because when you're a bacha, you're worried about a shidduch. And when you're married, you're worried about parnosa. When you're engaged, you got nothing to worry about. This is the best time. Halavai, it should be the best time to learn. But that's when you got to keep, you don't stop just because a person's got to do overtime. That's what it boils down to. Great. People that have excelled is because they work hard. I was talking to a very successful businessman. I'll tell you his name. His name is Shai Stern. Shai Stern was really after one of the bachurim in this yeshiva who was a phenomenal athlete. I said, Shai, why do you always take like the best athletes? I said, why for business? Like, what is it like? You have like a corporate basketball team or something? He said, no. He said because great athletes mean they're people that know how to work hard. People that work hard, they're going to work hard in business also. Because to excel at anything, you have to work hard. But nowadays, we just want it to come easy. You know what I mean? It's easy. Like you invest a lot of money in the stock market. Bang, bang, bang. You got your money and you're done. Well, that's not reality. Reality is a person's got to keep at what he's doing and keep working in order for himself to be successful. And he says, even he was already waking up the first one, but still he learns from the Moitzi Zevel, he's going to get up even earlier. You take a look. Just take a look around. Habanoi, construction worker. He works every day. Algape meroime habinyonim. He's working on the top of the buildings. B'mesiris nefesh, and he's working. You know, it's dangerous up there, right? And he's climbing across on those rafters, whatever they are. The icher and the farmer. Oyved es admasoi, and he's plowing. He's working the ground. B'zeis apoi, he's with the sweat of his brow. The kamazeir of a koyach. How much sweat and strength ma'abed avicha did your father have to do? Your father schwitzed and worked for you to be here. You're sitting here in yeshiva. To do what? So you should just sit around and do nothing? That's not why he did it. We're here because someone worked hard to get us here. So what are we doing about it? We're just going to relax because I have a tummy ache? So you have a tummy ache. So what? You work hard, you work through it. Kol b'nei adam oivdim. Everybody works. Ze b'roishoy, this one's working hard with his head. Ze b'evarv, this one's working hard with his body. V'kulam ba'avoydes kol gufoy mefarchim. Everyone who's working is breaking their bodies. Back-breaking work. V'ata telech batel. And you think, I don't gotta work. I'm taking it easy. Lama ze yikalalucha ha'shamayim v'ha'aretz. Why should you be cursed? And everyone up there is going to say to each other and say, Reina, look at this punk. Look at this spoiled brat. Anachnu v'chol tzetzainu, me, you, everyone else around over here. Kefiya shev kadnu alokeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a job. Adoneinu bareinu lasos v'lavod. He told us we have to do this and work. Kulanu oivdim, everyone's working. V'abokor hazeh prima donna over here. Oh, Miss Atzel is lying in bed and is like, I'm not going to get up today. Why not? I don't feel like it. V'al kulanu misgoyeh. He thinks he's better than all of us. He deserves, entitled, coming to me. I worked yesterday, you know what I mean? To work today also. I'm entitled. L'leches batel. Do nothing. That's the reality of life. Is a person's got to learn how to work hard. It's not really the American dream. The American dream, I believe, is you work hard, and then you make enough money that you can retire. And what do you do when you retire? No. Nothing. That's the American dream. But our understanding of retirement or vacation is very different. We vacation so we can work. Goyim work so they can vacation. Let's make up enough money. They work 350 days out of the year, so they have the 2 weeks of vacation they can enjoy themselves, right? We vacation for 2 weeks in order that we could get the strength to be able to work. Because for us, that work is what it's about. Adam le'amel yulad. We are put on this world in order to work. That's what we're here for. It's not just a way to be able to make enough money so now I could like relax. That's the way it is by the Goyim. But that's not really what our purpose is. You know something? After a while, a person is like, is retired. He feels like his life is like empty. I remember there was someone by the name of Tom Carvel. Tom Carvel built up a very, very successful ice cream chain, soft ice cream. It was called Carvel Ice Cream. And Tom Carvel retired, and within a year of his retirement, he died. And I remember when it happened, Rabbi Beryl Wine said, you know, how much golf can a person play? And before he just like has no more will to live after a while. Like, you know, he's done. I'm done. I got nothing left to do. So now what am I going to do? Play golf and more golf and more golf. It's just, what's the point? Because he doesn't understand the point. There's no more point. I got enough money now. Well, I should work now for what? But by us, it's not about amassing the fortune. It's about that a person wants to accomplish in this world. We want to do something. And our entire gauge of who is considered to be impressive is who works harder. Listen to this. It's a beautiful pshat I heard this morning. It says in the end of this week's parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm reading you the Rashi, Kivin Shashama Moshe, Shama Lo Amokim, Teinachlas Tzlovchad Ubnoisav. Moshe Rabbeinu heard this whole story about giving over inheritance to Tzlovchad, his daughters. Amar Higia Shah She'et Bat Tzrochish Yushu Bane as Gdulasi. I would like my sons also to take over my Gedula. I want my sons to. Moshe Rabbeinu was the manig, he was the leader of Klal Yisrael, he was the melech, he had all these titles. He wanted to give it over to his kids. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loikach also b'machshava lefanai kedai hu Yoshua lital schar shimusho shelo mash mitoicha oya. No, I'm going to give it to Yoshua. That's what Rashi says. The Medrash, however, the Medrash expounds and says the Medrash, your sons were Yoshmin Batel and didn't learn. Yoshua learnt. So, I'm not giving it to your sons. So, I heard this morning, I don't remember for sure from who, I have to apologize. But I think it might have been from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think. I'm not sure. He's quoting someone. I don't know. The Galamukos. I think it's from the Megalamukos. So, what does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu's sons didn't learn? What does that mean? What Moshe Rabbeinu's sons were, you know, they were playing backgammon, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted them to be the Manigim Kalisma? What happened over here exactly? They were like nobodies? What does it mean they didn't learn? Yeshua learned, they didn't learn. He says, Avada, they knew more than Yeshua. They knew more than Yeshua. They had more knowledge, but they didn't work as hard as Yeshua. For them, it came naturally. So for them, it could be that, you know, where they got to further. But who worked harder to get there? Klal Yisrael's manhigim is not necessarily about who is the one who's the smartest and who knows the worst and the most. It's who works the hardest. That's how we choose a manhig in Klal Yisrael. Yeshua lo yomosh mitoich ha'oyel. He didn't stop. He was in the base medrash and he kept learning. He never left. He was the one who was always working, always learning. He is the leader of Klal Yisrael. Even if Moshe Rabbeinu's children are brighter, maybe they know more, that's not the way we gauge it. Anu amelim u'makablim schar. It's all about the work. That's what it's about. It's about how much work you put into it. Klal Yisrael's, you know, Reb Aaron Leib is manig of Klal Yisrael. There's for sure people out there that are more, you know, yeshivish alamdanim than Reb Aaron Leib. For sure. You look at many of our manhigim. That's not the way that we choose our manhig. It's not who is a bigger, you know, who says a better shir. It's about who works harder. There's no one working harder than Reb Aaron Leib. Chaim Kanievsky, okay, they're in it together. These are the hardest working people. And that's success. In our world, success is how hard you work. So a person can't lose. This is a guaranteed success. Because a person says, yeah, but I'm not so smart. I don't feel like I'm doing well. You're working hard. You are successful. Finished. That's what it means in our world. But a person doesn't want to work hard. He wants to chill. Because that's the American... You know, the American dream is to just be able to relax. And that is in the eyes of all of the Bria family. Avol afim loy nil kesa b'machla agura machlas atzlus. Even if you say, you don't have it so bad. You're not one of those people that mamish would rather, you know, sit there and do absolutely nothing. Those people that, like, their idea of a vacation is to just, like, sleep all day. You're not one of those people. Gam loy nis hamu gufcho v'nafshcho b'zoy mabatola. It's not like you're totally consumed with this, like, desire to do nothing. Oid eincho chofshi mila vakesh u'mila nakois mimcho gam es avak revak Rekav ha'atzlus. You're still not free from searching and cleaning yourself from even just, there's the avak, is the dust of this rekav, of this mold of atzlus. This rotting of atzlus. In other words, there's a lot of us that we're not that lazy, right? There's different degrees of lazy. Some people don't like to do anything. Some people like to work a little bit, but you know, not too much. Asher Hisrapus Shmoy. It's not called Atzlus. It's called Hisrapus. English will call that lackadaisical. Lackadaisic. Good. That's good. V'im eino misukenes ka'atzlus. It's not as dangerous as atzlus. Mikol mokum gam hi im toichos be'ish. If that also, it grabs a hold of you. Lohoitzi mikir bois asher yochol lohoitzi tafiyu. It's going to get you, stop you from doing what you can do. I'll give you an example. Rav Gustman, as I dachsach the maisa, Rav Gustman and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz were chavrusas. They learned together by Rav Shimon Shkop in Grodna. And they were back here in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. And they learned from 12 to 2, they learned together at night, Yerushalmi. They were both Iluyim, by the way, both brilliant people. From 12 to 2, they learned Yerushalmi at night. In Mir. The next day, it was a very, very difficult Gemara. And there was 10 different pshatim in the Gemara in the Yerushalmi as to how to answer a stira. The next day, Rav Gustman remembered every single one of them, and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz didn't. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, why did you remember all the 10 reasons I didn't? Because I'll tell you why. Because after we finished learning, at 2 o'clock in the morning, on my way home, I chazered over every single one of them. Chazered. And you went to sleep. That's why I remember it, didn't it? Now, he's learning Yerushalmi at 2 o'clock in the morning. I mean, he's a hardworking person, right? You know, it's like, you know, most of us will be very happy if we were Bucky and Bavli, which Reb Chaim Shmulevitz clearly was. We're like, I'm good with that, okay? He's a hardworking person, but you could work even harder than that. You could work even harder. Rav Gustman said about himself, he says, what can people say about me? That I was born brilliant? I was born brilliant. Rav Gustman was super brilliant. He, at 16, he was on Rav Chaim Moshe's Beis Din. Chofetz Chaim stood up for him when he walked in the room. Chofetz Chaim was in his 80s. Rav Gustman was 16 years old. Chofetz Chaim stood up for him. He was super brilliant. He once told someone, he said, listen, COVID you can't give me because Chofetz Chaim stood up for me. You're going to give me COVID, it's cement garnished. Pain you can't give me because the Nazis shot my son in front of my eyes. So I have nothing from this relationship. This is all about you. Rav Gustman was Iluy Atzum, not normal. So he said, what can they say about me? That my mind is quick as can be is a gift. They could say that I don't forget anything, it's a gift. What can they say good about me? You know what they could say? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a lot of koyach, and I channeled it all towards Torah. I didn't stop working. You think a brilliant person, okay, so, you know, I'll learn a couple of hours a day, and boom, boom. He's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's going to chazer his Yerushalmi. At 2 in the morning, he's chazering the Yerushalmi. Why? Because he's not going to stop working. And it's not about how bright you are or not bright you are. It's about what your work ethic is. So even if someone that says, okay, I'm not so lazy, you know, I do pretty much get up in the morning, work, and just, but you could be doing more. And even that you have to get rid of because that's holding you back. That's the difference between good and great is your work ethic. And a person got to get rid of that too. Your laziness, your lackadaisical attitude is going to hold you back from going up to Beiskel. Remember that the Torah is given from somewhere up there. To be a Yid, to learn Torah, to serve Hashem. You've got to go up somewhere into a mystical sphere, heavenly place. V'rak al yedei avoyde ischazkus v'isamtzus kol koyche aguf v'anefesh yechon lagi aleha. Only if you put every single ounce of strength that you have into it. It's bavust, it's a famous maysa. The Chazanish. One day the Chazanish was on his way to his bed and the Olam heard a bang and he went into his room and he collapsed. right next to his bed. And they asked him what happened. He said he times himself that he literally is going to collapse right before he gets into his bed, and someone held him up a few seconds before, so he collapsed right outside of his bed. That means he used every single ounce of strength in his body. Every ounce of strength. There was nothing left. We're like, tired, I'm tired. What does that mean, you're tired? It's bogus, we're tired. Somehow, Wednesday night, you know, we're tired, we got to get out of the... Thursday night, all of a sudden, we could stay up till who knows what does it mean, you're tired? You're not tired. You don't have the desire to work hard when it comes to learning. But if a person uses every ounce of strength that he has, we could do so much more than what we're doing. So much more. We could be so much more productive. We don't even know. We have no clue what we're capable of. We don't know. You know why? Because we never even used even like the smallest little bit of what we're capable of. We learn a little here, a little there. Yeah. How many times have we actually put in like a solid Seder, beginning to end? I remember there was a bacher. When he came to the Mir Yeshiva, he was mamish, very, very shvach. Very, very shvach. He started learning at 9 in the morning. This is as he studied. And he learned straight from 9 till 2 o'clock, never got up from his seat. 9 in the morning till 2 o'clock. 2 in the afternoon, I'm saying. Great. Ritzifus. 9 till 2, no batala. 9 till 2, bang, 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 bang. Just kept learning. And all of a sudden, it's like a different person. 5 hours straight of learning. Bali Hafsik. If we try that, I think that the people in this room would look totally, totally different. And then it was like, you know, I could do a lot more than I thought I could. The question is, are we ready to work that hard? Or do we just want to be regular Joes? You know, this is what the American way is, you know, just relax, take it easy, I'm just going to go with the flow. Person's ready to work hard, so then you break, take yourself to a totally different level. To be Mekabel Torah, you have to go to a different level. The Torah is given from Shamayim. It's a different level. It's a different place. We got to go somewhere else. We'll end with this. The Alter said, I don't want you to be better. Alter from Slabotka. I want you to be different. What does he mean by that? You got to take it to a whole different level. You know, it's like I'll be a little stronger, I'll do another 3 minutes, another 2 minutes. Take it to a different level. If you do that, you'll see you're a whole different person, a whole different skill set. You're capable of so much more than you thought you're capable of. Whoever doesn't believe that he's doing that, okay. Now he's going to say, okay, I tried. I remember I had a friend, Nebuch. It's a Nebuch. Where he is today is Nebuch. And she was like, okay. Said to me, I'm going to see if learning's for me. I'm going to try it for 2 days. Let's see if it's for me. 2 days, I'm going to do nothing but learn. So he tried it for 2 days, and he decided at the end of the 2 days, learning's not for him. So it happens to be, once I caught him outside in the car listening to music, he said, oh, this is my break now. I'm just in my break. It's my, if you want to break, I'm just learning all the time. It's just, you know, a few breaks here and there. But if a person's not ready to, like, really, okay, 2 days, it's not going to, what do you think is going to happen in 2 days? All of a sudden, you're like, magically, it's like, woo, here I am. It's like everything changes. It doesn't work that way. It takes a long time. It's a lot of work. It's like water dripping on a rock. It's going to take a while. You have to believe in yourself. You have to be ready to put in the time and the work. If you don't, so then, you know, it's not just the Torah. You're going to be a failure at everything. Because it's all about, you put in the effort, you work hard, you'll be successful.